You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The main YMCA building in Port Edwards is being demolished following a decision from committee members, Port Edwards Village Board members, and YMCA staff last year. Erin Hess is CEO of the YMCA. She says the John E. Alexander building required substantial upgrades and asbestos abatement to keep it open.
So our main building needed anywhere from $5 to $6 million worth of work just to get it back to par.
Leaders decided to demolish the building at the start of the year, and the main building has been closed since January 1st. This week, bulldozers and forklifts are on the front lawn preparing for demolition. The YMCA footprint will still stay in Port Edwards. Instead, the goal is to invest in upgrading the second building on the property, which was used for gymnastics.
And now we can transition that and make it a community center.
The 24/7 access building will have resurfaced floors with basketball, pickleball, and an indoor walking track. Some walls will be knocked down to accommodate a wellness center with free weights, seated weight plated machines, and a restroom area.
So we want to make sure we're still serving the village of Port Edwards. And of course, this will also help those in Nakusa.
Hess said when it was open, the Port Edwards facility would see between 70 to 90 people per day. Founder John E. Alexander began the Southwood County YMCA by affiliating the camp on Nepco Lake with the Y in 1947. The Port Edwards facility broke ground in 1957 and opened in 58. The new Wisconsin Rapids facility opened in 2020. The demolition should be completed in Port Edwards by the end of September, as long as all goes to plan. Hess said she hopes the community center will be finished and ready for a grand opening early next year. If you plan to hunt further north this year, the DNR has issued consumption advisories for deer and fish in the town of Stella and nearby waterways. This advisory in Oneida County is issued due to PFAS contamination. It includes all fish species from lakes in the area. Deer harvested within a 5-mile radius of the town of Stella's town hall have a limited consumption warning. The new guidance is one meal of muscle tissue per month and a do not eat for liver. Grand Avenue will be closed this Sunday in Wisconsin Rapids. Beginning at 7 a.m. on September 7th, Grand Avenue will be closed to through traffic between 3rd Street and 4th Avenue. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is holding their downtown grand affair. Side streets, including 1st Avenue South and 2nd Avenue South, will also be closed. 3rd Avenue will remain open during the event. Street closures begin at 7 a.m. and should reopen by 5 p.m. Traffic will be detoured onto Jackson Street. Speaking of the Chamber, local Central Wisconsin professionals can join the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber for a cranberry tour on September 18th. They'll be touring the Rooted in Red Cranberry Farm from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Tours will start at 5. Early bird registration goes until September 15th, with $25 for the tour and food, or $15 for just food. At-the-door prices are an additional $5. You must be at least 21 years old to attend. Tickets are on sale now for an upcoming show at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Willie and Family Live, Michael Moore's tribute to Willie Nelson, is on Thursday, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available 24/7 at savorthearts.com, or you can stop in at the PAC Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddie Peralta pitched another 5 scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddie was great. He did what he had to do. He threw 5 shutout innings, and he was masterful. A ton of strikeouts. Gave up two hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good. And I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by two-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5 feet 8. She is a special, special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe, so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and windy today. Our high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west, gusting to near 30 to 35 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.